on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot.
Oh! Engel holds his own. Here's a shot. They score. Get ready, Milwaukee. The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four.
All the game winners.
Barnes back in. Pick the Badgers score. Mark Sangerly. Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten championship.
All the legends.
Sleep deep breakaway. Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it. Scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening from Ron Mason Rink inside Munn Arena in East Lansing, Michigan. It's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the top-ranked Badgers battle the 11th-ranked Michigan State Spartans, first place and second place in the Big Ten. Our producer tonight, Ty Kiesling, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco alongside tonight. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the top-ranked Badgers are 9-1 under first-year head coach Mike Hastings and 4-0 atop the Big Ten after a most recent sweep of fourth-ranked Michigan, 5-4 and 2-1 at the Kohl Center a couple of weeks back. The Badgers have won six games in a row for the first time since December of 2013. And tonight face an upstart Michigan State squad that's playing very well under second-year coach Adam Nightingale. The Spartans are 8-3-1 overall, 3-0-1 in league play, had a shootout loss and a 5-3 win against Penn State here last weekend after sweeping Ohio State in Columbus to start Big Ten play. But, Paul, I know Badger fans are fired up about this program, which is ranked number one in the country for a first time in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's when you start to look back and see how long it's been, it's impressive that it's been that long and also scary that it's been that long. But right now, it's a lot of fun. It's been just kind of a fairy tale first 10 games, the way the games have gone, who the Badgers have beaten, where they've beaten them. It's just been a remarkable run. A sweep at Minnesota got things really going. And then the last time Badgers played at the Kohl Center against Michigan, a couple of incredible crowds at the Kohl Center, a lot of energy and a great show with a couple of one 6.5 seconds left and the other one a few minutes left. And the Badgers, it's unbelievable how fast the rise has gone in the polls. Took about 3-4 weeks to get from unranked to number one, but Badgers' resume is as good as anybody's with their wins, their sweeps against Minnesota and Michigan, going to Michigan State, who's a ranked team or was a ranked team and has a pretty highly thought of roster. And it's been fun to watch. It's not been a fluke. Badgers have been really good most of the time, and when they haven't, they found a way to win, and their goaltending's been good, and it's just been a solid effort all around.
Yeah, Badgers have five come-from-behind wins so far this season. Their one loss so far among a handful of teams in Division I college hockey have that many. No undefeated teams left. Meanwhile, Michigan State averaging 4.5 goals per game, third best in the country. Badgers were able to shut down the high-flying Gophers and the high-flying Wolverines. Can they do that to the Spartans on their home ice tonight? We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're at Munn Arena in East Lansing tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers open a weekend series against the Michigan State Spartans, number one against number 11, the top two teams in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin coach Mike Hastings joins us. And Mike, all week we've talked about your team being number one in the national rankings and how Badger fans are very much aware of it. Well, Michigan State's very much aware of it, too. And they're coming, or you're coming into their building, and I'm sure they'll be ready for you, won't they?
Yeah, they're excited about us coming to town. You know, you want to always play really good opponents when you have an opportunity, because they have a tendency to expose your weaknesses. And so I know they've probably put their best four games together here recently. They've been really good. They show up on tape, well-coached, structured, good offensively, special teams, goaltending, just a lot of positives on their end. And for us, we've been taking some steps. Coming off an off week, going to have to shake the rust off in a hurry, because you don't want to play from behind in this building.
Yeah, they're very good on their home ice. You know, with that number one ranking, and I'm sorry to belabor the point, these are young men that are 18 to 23 years old that a lot of them haven't been in this position before. David Cilia, Christian Fitzgerald, Simon Tassi, they have before at Minnesota State, but the others have not. So what was practice like this week? Any sense that maybe they got too big for their britches at all?
We addressed just trying to stay with our dailies and, you know, understand process more than results, because the process helps establish how those results will work out. This group's done a good job of that. We had some bolts we needed to tighten a little bit. I think we started to get loose in a couple of areas, but, you know, they didn't spit the bed. We just addressed it and, tightened that bolt, went right back at it. So, you know, the reason things go well or don't go well won't because of this week of practice. I thought the week of practice was good, and I think the guys are prepared.
Yeah, one of the areas you'd like to shore up, you know, watching practice this week, was preventing odd man rushes the other way. You're aggressive on your forecheck, but if you're not cautious or control what you're trying to do, the other team can bust out, and that's what this team likes to do. They score on the rush a lot.
Yeah, they do, and you know what? They've scored in a lot of different ways recently, whether it's been on the power play, face-offs, rush goals, end zone, net front. Like I said, they're going to be hard to handle. But from our standpoint, it's trying to get to our identity. When we're playing well, we don't have to defend a tremendous amount of time because we've got puck possession. And so that's going to be hard against this team. They you know, if you're talking systems or structure, they mirror us a little bit, or we mirror them, however you want to look at it. We're both teams that forecheck too, pretty much all over the rink, and you know, try and force other teams into making mistakes. So I don't see that being any different, other than we've got to make sure and stay out of the box, not give them multiple opportunities on the power play, and when we have an opportunity on the power play, make it count.
Michigan State's clicking at 27% on the power play. Badgers have been very good over the last few weeks. Mike Hastings with us. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Michigan State coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. The Badgers roll in here after a bye week. And usually the bye week, you get to rest and recuperate, get healthy if you have some bumps and bruises. But there's a little bit of a flu going around. Head coach has had it too. So unfortunately, Cruz Lucius did not make the trip because of an illness. Mike Vorlicki is dealing with an injury and did not make the trip either. So there's going to be some changes in your lineup tonight. And when you look at your top line with center David Cilia and Matty D. St. Fowl, who replaces Cruz on the other side?
Yeah, William Whitelaw will go in and slot into that spot. And, you know, one thing that's positive is throughout this young season already, we've had guys play in different spots. So these guys have played together during games previously. They're two guys that William, as a young player, is going to be able to rely upon those guys, communicating with them on just who, what, where, when, what do you want from me. And Whitey's a guy that I think can, and you and I were talking before we got here, he can win you a hockey game, right? Special offensive gifts. And so a great opportunity for him, which I think he's earned, you know, and you know, we'll move Dick over to the offside with Strammel and Scholl. And I think just because his versatility, it allows us to play him, whether it's in the middle, on the right, or on the left. So I think he'll slot in there. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully being able to rely upon, you know, that last line that we have with Lindmark and Bantle and Horbach, because I think at different times during this year, they've been our best line, and we're going to have to rely upon those guys this weekend.
One last question. Without Cruz Lucius, who's so very dangerous offensively and on the power play, who slots at his spot on that number one PP?
Yeah, we're gonna give Lindy a shot there. We could also use Stram a little bit. He's prepared for that because I think he's shown that that's something that he can handle. So those will be two of the guys we'll look to right away.
Looking forward to tonight, Wisconsin and Michigan State. That's head coach Mike Hastings. We'll have more in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, like Wisconsin, Michigan State has opened eyes early on, although unlike Wisconsin, this was expected of the Spartans and their second-year coach, Adam Nightingale, who in his rookie year led Michigan State to an 18-18-2 record. They're picked to finish third this year despite returning only 12 players. They have 15 new skaters, 10 freshmen, and 5 transfers, but they're deeper, they're faster, they're off to their best start since the 2009-2010 season. 4 players average more than a point per game, led by Hudson, Wisconsin native Isaac Howard, top-line centerman Carson Dorwart, third-line centerman Red Savage, and Artem Levshinov, who may be a top-3 pick in next year's NHL draft, a 6'2 defenseman who has 4 goals and 12 points so far for a squad that has 14 players with at least one multi-point game so far this season. It's the Badgers and the Spartans, the rest of the Big Ten in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
For the first time in 17 years, the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey teams are both ranked number one in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Last weekend, both teams had the weekend off. And while the Badger men play here at Michigan State tonight, the Wisconsin women at second-ranked Ohio State, playing the team that they beat in last year's national championship game 1-0 behind the goaltending of Cammy Cronish. While Ohio State has 3-0 so far, second period. Buckeyes with a couple of power play goals in that series opener down in Columbus. As far as the Big Ten's concerned, Ohio State is idle this weekend. Michigan has scored twice early on and leads Penn State 2-0. One of those was a penalty shot goal, Paul.
Hey, Gavin Brindley got the chance. We saw he's been a Badger killer in his short time at Michigan. He got one tonight.
Yep, he's pretty good. And Notre Dame and Minnesota will face off in about a half hour or so at Mariucci Arena. The Gophers with a win and a shootout loss at Michigan last weekend. Meanwhile, Notre Dame swept Ohio State last weekend and is unbeaten in its last six games. And if you look at the Big Ten standings, Wisconsin early on, obviously, 4-0 in first place. Michigan State at 3-0-1. Notre Dame in league play, two wins, two losses, and a shootout victory. Michigan 1-3-2-1. Ohio State 1-0-1-3-2. I mean, I should just give the points as opposed to the record. It makes it a heck of a lot easier for everybody to understand. So why don't you give the point totals there, Paul, instead of me just babbling on here.
Sounds good. Wisconsin with four games played, 12 points. Michigan State's right behind them here. So this is a battle for first place early in the year. 10 points for them. Notre Dame has 9-4 games. Michigan's the one team, or the one of the two teams with six games. They've got six. Penn State with five. Minnesota with four, and Ohio State with two, and they're the other team at six games played.
All right, so the Badgers obviously off to a good start and winners of six straight games. They're 5-1 on the road this season as well. Meanwhile, the Spartans are 5-0-1 at home. Had a shootout loss here against Penn State last Friday. And the Spartans can light the lamp. They've scored four goals or more in 10 of their 12 games. They've scored five or more in seven of their 12 games. Our injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And as we mentioned with Mike Hastings earlier on, a sophomore winger, Cruz Lucius, did not travel with Wisconsin here to East Lansing. He's under the weather. So Lucius out of the lineup, and so is Captain Mike Vorlicki, the fifth-year senior defenseman, dealing with an injury he suffered while blocking a shot a couple of weeks back. We hope to get Mike back in the lineup here very soon. Healthy scratches tonight, Sam Stang and Owen Mellenbacher. The Spartans have been banged up in their back end quite a bit this season. They're without David Gucciardi, a pretty good young defenseman for the Spartans. He hasn't played in four consecutive contests. Let's take a look at the Quick Trip lineups. And Wisconsin in goal will go with Kyle McClellan, the senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 9-1, a 179 goals against, a 929 save percentage with two shutouts. The Mercyhurst transfer has faced the Spartans twice in his UW career. Last November, he gave up 5 goals on 26 shots and a 5-1 loss here at Munn Arena. You may remember that game. Dylan St. Cyr stopped 44 shots to beat the Badgers that night. And then in relief, in February in Madison, Kyle gave up 5 goals on 13 shots. Actually, he started that game in a 6-2 loss to the Spartans. And again, the Badgers outshot Michigan State that night, 35-25. Starting defenseman tonight, junior Daniel Lodge out of Altoona. He's got a goal and 2 points with Anthony Kerr, the senior from Winnipeg. Scoreless so far in 10 games for him. And the starting forward line for the Badgers, fifth-year centerman Owen Lindmark from Naperville, 4 goals, 5 points, and last time he hit the ice a couple of weeks ago, he was honored by the Big Ten.
Great 2-goal game, a winner late, and really just an all-around game. Michigan came in with the best power play in the country, and the Badgers kept him off the board. He's incredible in the faceoff circle, let in shots and blocks. He just did everything that weekend. It was an impressive performance.
Yeah, Owen won 21 of 33 faceoffs against the Wolverines, had 10 shots on goal. He blocked 5 shots in that Saturday victory and again was the number 3 star in the Big Ten. He's flanked on the left wing by senior Carson Bantle out of Onalaska, 4 goals, 5 points in 10 games. And Jack Horbach, the sophomore from Naperville, has 4 helpers in 10 games so far. As for Adam Nightingale's Spartans, they start freshman Trey Augustine in goal. He's 6'1", 180, 7-2-1 this season, a 318 goals against, a 909 save percentage. He was a standout with the National Team Development Program the last couple of years. Starting defenseman Matt Baskell, he's out of Lake Forest, Illinois, 5'10 defenseman with 6 assists. Patrick Geary, a freshman from Buffalo, New York, 2 goals, 4 points for him. Starting at center is Nicholas Mueller, a senior out of Switzerland, who has 3 goals and 11 points this season. On the left wing, it's Reed Lebster, a grad transfer out of UMass, who has 3 goals and 6 points. And then Jeremy Davidson, a senior from Kalamazoo, has 6 points, 1 goal for Michigan State so far this season. The Badgers and the Spartans meet for the 131st time. The series all time is tied 63-63-4. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 26 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. 53 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm, lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Right in front, Lucius dangles and scores. He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major. It's creeping its way through the blue paint and in. Redirect, another fantastic stop.
slot, shoots one, scores! Wow, 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 wow!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Referees tonight, Nicholas Bett and Barry Pokmara, the linesman Jake Davis and Nick Huff, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Newly renovated Munn Arena, they redid the Spartans men's locker room, actually moved them to the opposite side where they had been, did that last year, and it's a beautiful building now. They've given the visiting team the old Spartans locker room. It's bright in Munn Arena, a 200 by 85 ice sheets with green seats rimmed all the way around, and the MSU band, at least alumni band, is here tonight across the way. To our right, Paul Capobianco and I are situated hash marks extended in the offensive zone. As you look at your radio dial on the right, that's actually the defensive zone. That's where Kyle McClellan will tend goal twice in three periods here this evening. Michigan State will defend the goal to our far left. The Badgers bench across the way. Mike Hastings is flanked by assistant coaches Nick Oliver and Kevin Murdoch. Todd Kanat is out recruiting for Wisconsin. Michigan State's bench is down to our left. That's where head coach Adam Nightingale with Jared DeMichael, Mike Towns, and Brad Fast are on the bench. Good to see Dan Sturgis here too, who's been with this program for a long, long time as video coordinator and an analyst. His dad, John, living back in Madison, one of the top scorers all time in Michigan State history. I mentioned this series is even all time. Wisconsin won one of four meetings last year and were outscored 18-9. Badgers have lost four in a row in this building and outscored 18-5 in those four losses. Their last win here was when Cole Caulfield potted a pair to give the Badgers a Big Ten regular season championship a few seasons ago. And we're underway at Munn Arena. Badgers will attack the goal to our left. Anthony Kerr dumped it down in. Out to the left point, bobbled a bit by Daniel Lodge. Whacks at it, tries to get it deep. Owen Lindmark was tied up. Now Kerr is tied up, and the Badgers unable to get out of the zone as Kerr brought the puck back in. Offside called on Wisconsin. 17 seconds into the opening period, and right away Mike Hastings will make a change up front and send out Quinn Finley, Christian Fitzgerald, and Simon Tassie left to right. Fitzgerald, the sophomore from Coquitlam, British Columbia, 9 points so far this season at his five-game point scoring streak snapped in that Saturday win over Michigan a couple of weeks ago.
You talked earlier about Michigan State's been a high-scoring team. They've also been kind of like Michigan-like, where they've given up some goals along the year. Lost a couple at Boston College with six goal games. So it'll be interesting to see the young goaltender. They have a four freshmen D and two sophomores. That's a pretty green back. And along with their goaltender, Trey Augustine, also a freshman.
Oh, a little pushing and shoving after a whistle. Christian Fitzgerald with a steal came down the slot area. Shot towards Augustine, went off a stick and out of play, and then a little pushing and shoving afterwards. Simon Tassie, the right wing on that second line from Montreal. 4 goals, 9 points in 10 games. He's kind of been captain clutch for the Badgers. And then Quinn Finley, the freshman from Suamico, Wisconsin, the New York Islanders' third-round draft choice, off to a good start with 3 goals and 5 points in his rookie campaign. Face-off into the offensive zone to our left, won by the Badgers. Finley cycles down to Fitzgerald. Low right, Tassie chipped it at Augustine, who's on his left knee, makes the stop, puts his mitt down, and covers. 45 seconds gone by opening period. Wisconsin and Michigan State here from Munn Arena.
Munn Arena, 200 by 85 rink. You mentioned earlier, obviously, since the last time the Badgers played, Kohl Center will be getting changed over to that at some point.
Top line out now, David Cilia, the senior from Ontario, with Matthew D. St. Fowl on the left wing, the senior from Lake Forest. 5 goals, 12 points for Maddie. Had that game-winning goal with 6.5 seconds left in the Saturday victory over Michigan a couple of weeks back. And then William Whitelaw has moved up to the right wing on that top line, the freshman from Rosemount, Minnesota, replacing the ill Cruz Lucius. Michigan State won the draw, but iced the puck, and a faceoff again in the Spartan zone. Whitelaw Two goals, 6 points so far. Leads the team with 39 shots on goal. A kid that potted 36 in the USHL last year with Youngstown.
Between him and Quinn Finley, a couple of guys who have shown some flashes so far early on. They both have scoring knack.
Cilia wins a faceoff, but it split the two defensemen. So hustling after it, Joe Polatichuk, who missed a couple of days of practice this week with an illness, but he's back now. Ben Dexheimer and he paired together defensively. Dexheimer almost coughed it up. Michigan State will really forecheck the dickens out of you. And actually, Mike Hastings mentioned in the pregame show, they're a lot like Wisconsin. Set up near side after a steal for Gavin O'Connell, who's been red hot for Michigan State, but it was broken up by Whitelaw. Dexheimer lost the puck in the slot, but then eventually dug it free and whacked it off the far side wall back out to center. Puck played with a high stick by a Spartan. Faceoff down in the Michigan State zone to our left. 1:23 is clicked off the clock here in East Lansing. We have no score.
You mentioned Gavin O'Connell. Is the guy you've been looking at your each weekend. You're looking at the score updates for everyone in the Big Ten, and you keep seeing his name pop up. Three of the last four games, he's had multi-goal games. He's been extremely impressive so far.
Number one star in the Big Ten a couple of weeks back when he potted a pair in both wins against Ohio State. 8 goals for O'Connell to lead Michigan State. They've got their fourth line out now. Tanner Kelly can't handle a pass from the left wing by Tiernan Shouty. Badgers able to get it and dump it in. Charlie Stramel is centering the third line with Sawyer Scholl on the left and Tyson Dick on the right. Now the puck goes wobbling back Wisconsin's way. Brady Cleveland hustles after it and able to beat Tommy Manisto to it. But then Cleveland at his pocket pick, whacked back off a stick, and Charlie Stramel will bump it off the near side wall, and it rolls Michigan State's way. And now the Spartans on the attack. Kelly gets behind the defense, shoots one low. McClellan with a save, ricocheted to the near side. Oh, Tanner Kelly, fourth line right winger from San Diego, a great chance early on. McClellan with a nice stop.
I think the Badgers were switching one of their defensemen, and so it shifted over, and there was a little room down the right wing, and a nice bank pass off the boards. Sent Kelly on his way.
Puck squirts free, lifted ahead by Stramel, juggled on the stick play by Tyson Dick. He dumped it in on the forecheck, Carson Bantle, but Michigan State got there first. Now out to center, and Zach Scholes, the freshman defenseman, dumped it back in for the Badgers. And on the forecheck, Lindmark and Horbach. They come up the middle, though, and break out. Here comes Michigan State's Jeremy Davidson. Left wing he goes to Reed Lebster. Lost the puck, popped into the air, brought it down to the ice, tried to carry it along, but got knocked free, and the Badgers poke it ahead. Here's Lindmark now, 2-on-2 with Finley. Finley receives a pass back to Lindmark, canceled out by the back-checking defenseman. Good hip check by Artem Levshinov. And then Horbach with a high stick by Levshinov, and a penalty coming up on the Spartans, and the Badgers will get a Kunis power play here early on at Munn Arena.
Just going to mention
Michigan State number 5, 2 minutes for high sticking.
Early on, Daniel Lotch. He's been really good lately. Kind of doesn't get a lot on the offensive end, but he's been impressive. And he made a play in the corner, poke checked the puck away, used his reach, and started that rush up the ice for Wisconsin.
High sticking on Levshinov, the former Green Bay Gambler, at 2:56. And the Badgers on the power play. And they've been very potent of late. Ben Dexheimer, right wing, it's Lindmark. Shoots one low, and Bantle try to get his stick on it. Augustine able to get his left pad on it. Badgers hold the zone right point. Swing it left side now to Cilia. Back straight away, Dexheimer forced to the left wing wall. Dexheimer skates it down, finds an open decent foul. Nice stop by Augustine on a pinpoint shot by the Badgers senior forward. He then covers.
Nice cut through the slot by Matthew Diesteinfel, and a lot of movement there for Wisconsin. Overlapping, not a lot of room in the offensive zone there. Michigan State, good pressure, but Badgers handled that really well.
Wisconsin this season, better than 22% on the power play, 9 of 40. 6 of 14 in Big Ten play, that's 42%, better than that. Wisconsin with 8 power play goals in the last 19 tries over a 5-game span. That after starting 1 for 21. Michigan State able to win the defensive zone faceoff and clear, and Wisconsin will skate ahead. Dexheimer will drop it back to DeSaint-Fowl and miscommunication with him and David Cilia, and they flub the puck, and now they'll try again. Still a minute 18 to go on this Kunis power play. Cilia carries, got knocked off balance, put it towards DeSaint-Fowl. It went all the way through. Augustine kept it out of the net and then cleared by the Spartans. Wisconsin will change its power play unit, and Tyson Jugnoff will run the show with Finley, Whitelaw, along with Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie. Tassie, three of his four goals have come on the power play. He deflects into the attacking zone, but right to the stick of the defenseman Patrick Geary, and he clears. Still plenty of time in the man advantage. Scoreless, a little over 4 minutes gone by here in the opening period. Wisconsin and Michigan State. Here's Fitzgerald, skates up through the center circle. Right down the middle he comes, looks to go right wing. Puck deflected off his stick. Whitelaw's got it in the corner. Whips it around, out of the reach of Tassie, and it'll slowly spin out to center. Jugnoff goes after it. A near steal by Dorwart, which would have sprung his linemate Daniel Russell, but things worked out favorably for Wisconsin.
Yeah, Michigan State's got four shorthanded goals on the season already.
Their penalty kill, 83%. Here's Whitelaw, low right, shoots one, stopped by Augustine. Bouncing puck to the corner. Whacked at by Finley. It eludes Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. On comes Michigan State. With it, Red Savage shoots one up high, shouldered away by Kyle McClellan. Savage with four goals so far this season. The Miami of Ohio transfer. And causing problems in the Badgers' offensive or defensive zone. Short-handed. Michigan State's killed off the penalty. So Wisconsin 0-1 on the power play. 5 minutes into the opening period, no score.
Yeah, Michigan State, pretty good credit there. They had the one chance early where Wisconsin looked pretty good, and then after that, they couldn't get possession of the puck in the offensive end.
Big collision right by the Michigan State bench as Stramel goes down on a hard hit by Isaac Howard. Badgers get the puck back. Here's Kerr. Headman's intended for Dick off his skates. Kerr trying to take it off the stick of the forward Howard. It's knocked off the blade of his stick. Now far side, Lodge tries to protect. Kerr banks it up off the glass, ricochets right back to him. He'll take the ice available to him and skates up to the red line and swings it down in. Still no score here in East Lansing. Dick picks up the puck left wing, fired one through the low slot. Here comes Joe Palatichuk, skates back behind the net. Left-handed freshman defenseman. Stick check there, lost the handle, battling to win it back. Sawyer Scholl picks it up low left to the goal line, tried to work a give and go. Stramel, no place to pass. Out to Dexheimer now, refeeds deep. Scholl back to the nets, back to the ice surface basically, and then taken away by Michigan State. Up to center they come. It's Carson Dorwart. Left wing shot blocked by Palatichuk. Chip to the corner. Dexheimer there. Russell and Dorwart try to pull it free. They do. Howard out to the point. Levshinov, long range shot, got through and sliding to his right. McClellan on his knees. Able to make the stop. Gave up no rebound. 13:36 to go here in the opening period. Wisconsin and Michigan State, no score. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season.
Nice save there by Kyle McClellan from the point. Levshinov's been an offensive player. Top pick coming up in the next draft. It's a screen in front from Russell, and McClellan made the save and held on.
Inhouse down low right. Kelly lost it, got it back, takes it to the far wing, swings it back out to Inhouse, out to Levshinov. Big right-handed defenseman shot went off the stick of Brady Cleveland. Speaking of big defensemen, he's a lefty, is Cleveland. And then Bantle took a hit up high by Levshinov. No penalty. Long-range shot or slot shot that went wide of the mark. And now Lindmark, shoulder-to-shoulder with Kelly, nudged it along to the near side wall. Scholes tries to clear. Eventually gets enough of it. It wobbles all the way down on goal. And Augustine has to tap it out to Nienhaus, allowing Wisconsin to get a much-needed change. Up the middle, Lebster now, right-handed centerman. His shot blocked. Good stick by Daniel Lotch. Kerr calmly slid it ahead for Cilia. Cilia couldn't handle it. Now Lebster, turnaround pass. Davison, wide open backside. The defenseman, Baskill, fired one and missed the net. Maybe McClellan got his stick on it up high. Boy, Baskill creeped in, and the Badgers didn't have him covered. Baskill again, long-range shot. That's off a stick to the far wall. Michigan State just keeps coming and coming, but still no scores. 7.5 minutes into the first. Now Lodge can't clear. Spinning puck down to the ice. Mueller with it. Far side, right back to Mueller. Backhand shot into the chest of McClellan. Made the stop. And a faceoff to come. 12:14 left here in this scoreless first period.
Seems like everyone's running around the ice, but Kyle McClellan's being his normal self. Calm. Cool, making that save. He's been really good holding on rebounds so far. Impressive, just kind of the calming influence back there as Michigan State's putting a lot of pressure on right now.
Clellan's played every minute in goal for Wisconsin this season, stopped 56 of 61 shots in the series sweep against Michigan a couple of weeks ago. Michigan State wins the faceoff. Shot by Maxim Sturback was blocked, popped into the air, and then dumped back down in. The Badgers first to it as McClellan leaves it for Palatichuk. Dexheimer spins away from the forechecking pressure of Savage to the near side. Palatichuk, good breakout. Finley to Fitzgerald, couldn't handle it cleanly at center. Now Fitzgerald waits, able to get it ahead to Tassie, but he coughed it up, and Michigan State comes back the other way. Palatichuk steps up on O'Connell, but a right side shot by Larson, sticked aside by McClellan. Larson hit from behind by Dexheimer. No penalty called. Wisconsin comes out of there with it. 3-on-2 potentially. Charlie Stramel leads the rush. He fans to the center of the ice. Now off to the left wing. Still possessing the puck and looking. A little bit of room to work with. Oh, he tried to dangle the forward. O'Connell couldn't get around him. Stramel then blew a tire. Michigan State with the puck again. And will break out up the middle. A near side wall, and Larson will heave it deep. 11:10 to go, first period. Wisconsin nothing, Michigan State nothing in this series opener from East Lansing.
A 3-on-2 by Wisconsin there. All three guys ended up to the left of the midline of the ice. Kind of turned into a lot of traffic.
Michigan State will come out of its own end. Up the near side, Dorward poked it along to Russell. Retrieves it to Dorward, and a snapshot stopped by McClellan. And he hangs on. Boy, that team, those three can really move. Isaac Howard, the sophomore, Minnesota Duluth transfer. Carson Dorward, the sophomore from Sherwood, Oregon. And Daniel Russell from Traverse City, Michigan. Not the biggest of young men. Russell only 5'9". Dorward a good size, though, at 6'1", 191. Dorward last year as a freshman had 10 goals and 27 points, was plus 10. He's been a real good player in his first year plus for Adam Nightingale squad. Badgers win the puck in the defensive zone and then lofted one off the glass, and it took a bad bounce. Icing on Wisconsin. I mentioned Howard, too. 4 goals, 15 points so far this season. Had 6 goals, 17 points in 35 games as a freshman at UMD before transferring here. And then Daniel Russell's been good, too, with 6 goals, 10 points after a 30-point performance as a rookie last year.
And Dorwart and Russell were kind of late adds, but Nightingale got hired late in the spring for a recruiting class. It turned out to be two pretty good pickups late in the recruiting cycle, which is hard to do these days.
Dorward riding an 11-game point scoring streak. Howard a 10-game point scoring streak. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Lodge ahead to Bantel. He'll dump it in off the paddle of the stick of the goaltender Augustine. And then back behind the net came free. Horbach tried to go short side as it ricocheted to a prime scoring area. And Augustine closed the door on the near side post. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Horbach almost at his first of the year.
Yeah, it looked like a pass behind that goal banked off. I think it was a Badger skate and into the side of the net. Back out to where Horbach was standing. Fortunate bounce, but it was a kind of a tough angle. Augustine had it covered pretty well on the side. And a lot of room in front of the net, but Horbach kind of just shot it right into the goaltender, which from the angle he was, there really wasn't nowhere else to go.
Face off to Augustine's right, Lindmark to take the draw. Owen Lindmark, one of the better face-off men in the Big Ten and the country for that matter, but lost that one. Michigan State will dump it in, but first to the puck is Anthony Kerr. Got it caught up in his skates, took a hit up high, still came out of there with it, did Kerr, who's just he's a tough son of a gun, I tell you. Got a low center of gravity, strong as an ox.
Looked like he was going to fall down and ended up with the puck on the way out.
Yeah. And now Bantel sends it through center. Michigan State back to get it. Change being made, but Tiernan Shouty couldn't catch the pass at the Wisconsin blue line. Now Wisconsin with possession. Here's D. St. Foul, red line. And Whitelaw tried to scoop it back to D. St. Foul. Came off the near side wall. Shouty back to get it. And Michigan State reverses course. Wisconsin in on the forecheck. D. St. Foul forced a turnover. Tried to tap back to Whitelaw. He was cutting to the net. Cilia tries to track it down. Instead, Michigan State gets there, and up they come. It's Austin Orvitz, freshman defenseman from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Former Green Bay gambler dumped it in. After it there is Lebster. They get in the far corner as Cilia got spun around a little bit. And now it's chipped up into the air to the left of McClellan. Falls in front of him, but Cilia there to play it out of harm's way. Badgers get a change. 9:10 to go, first period. Still no score. Center ice. Puck deflected on goal from almost 100 feet. McClellan Was paying attention, thankfully, and was able to smother that and get a faceoff. Timeout on the ice, 9:03 to go in the first. Wisconsin nothing, Michigan State nothing. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. Ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Plus, 11% off. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Tassie headmans for Finley. Got his stick on the puck, but it bounced to Nash Nienhaus, the senior defenseman from Sarnia, Ontario, former Omaha Lancer. They carry the puck across the line. Davidson had it stripped from behind, and Fitzgerald now flips it around to the far side, and Tassie turns and lifts it out to center, hoping to find Finley. It bounced, knocked down by the captain, Nienhaus, and then thrown back his way, but behind him. Then Finley mishandled and gathers it back in. Tassie has to come onside. Finley now snaps off the pass right wing to Stramel. He'll dump it in. It bounces off the end boards in front of the net, and Augustine tapped it right back for the defenseman. But Lotch at the point sends it back in for Wisconsin. Stramel throwing his body around, loose at center. Michigan State now with possession, and it's Jeremy Davidson out of Kalamazoo, former member of the Fargo Force. Puck slides down Wisconsin's way. McClellan paddles near side to Lotch. He tried to headman to Dick too far, and icing called on the Badgers. Visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. Again, that's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni.
Talked about the forecheck. Both teams here really hard when they get, they're putting the pucks down deep and going after it.
And faceoff. Linesman was going to drop the puck, and there was a contact made, and he took a digger.
That was a good, nice job on the DJ or the, whoever's handling the music with the owl, because it was kind of a big collision between the linesman and 3 other players, I think, on the first puck drop.
And they'll try again for a third time now. Linesman Jake Davis got the puck down that time. Michigan State won the draw. Stepping in left circle. Long range shot. Fought off by McClellan. Big rebound there, and Larson pushed it wide. He had part of his back to the net and tried to put it on goal, but pushed it wide. Wisconsin now with it. Scholl skates out of his own end. Red line. He'll scoop it to the left corner, hoping Tyson Dick can get there. He's shoulder to shoulder with Geary, and Spartans come out of there with it. Slide slowly up to center. O'Connell had it and gave it away, and the Badgers dump it back in. Baskell goes to get it for the Spartans. Long lead feed, trying to hit O'Connell down the right wing wall too far, and icing called on Michigan State. And the Spartan squad won 18 games last year, a 6-win improvement from the year before. Dan Cole was fired 2 years ago, an alum, Adam Nightingale, brought in for the national team program and got this team believing and got the fans believing too. They've come back in fine fashion here and averaging 6,400 fans per game. That's about capacity. Here's Dexheimer, left wing, Palatichuk. To the slot, a redirect by Lindmark over the top of the goal. Bantle retrieves behind the net, tied up from behind, now needs some support. Bantle trying to dig it free. Ran into traffic, turned the other way, gave it away. Now Larson near side wall, took a good hit from Bantle into the Michigan State bench as the side door pops open. Here's Horbach now for the Badgers. Threw it right to the stick of the defenseman, Sturback, who misfired on a headman pass to Russell. Big collision behind the net. McClellan goes down with help from Isaac Howard, and the Badgers come out of there with a contact behind the net on Wisconsin's goaltender, and Mike Hastings is barking at the referee for a penalty.
Usually when you take out the goaltender from his feet, you get called for something.
That didn't happen. Brady Cleveland stick handling through traffic, lost it, got it right back. Angles a pass far side, DeSaint Fowl pumps it ahead for Whitelaw. Can't get around the defenseman, the linesman in the way. DeSaint Fowl's got it, looking for an open man. Wide open, Brady Cleveland sets and fires and is shot off the stick of Sturbeck, who recovered just in time. Jugnauth now, his shot redirected by DeSaint Fowl. That goes wide. Badgers buzzing a bit here, still scoreless. 6 minutes to go in the first. Whitelaw knocked down from behind, still in the offensive zone. Pulled free, Cilia sidesteps one man, finds Whitelaw, and he whistles one over the outstretched glove of Augustine, finally chipped out by Michigan State. Well, the top line of Cilia, DeSaint Fowl, and Whitelaw providing some juice, and another snapshot by Whitelaw, blocked away by Augustine, and then Whitelaw went hard in the far corner wall. Michigan State in transition. Here's Tanner Kelly, fourth liner, down low, turnaround pass, Shouty didn't get through, then Kelly able to get his stick on it, he chipped it wide. He just hooked Wisconsin Shoals and took the puck away. Centering pass intercepted by Lodge, but taken back by Nienhaus. Behind the net, Kelly knocked into the wall by Shoals. Out to the point, and a shot from the left wing by Manisto, stopped by McClellan, and then two, three players siding up with one another. Kelly and Shoals need to be separated. Fitzgerald and Tassie both want a piece of Tiernan Shouty.
I'm going to say it again. Kyle McClellan just calmly sits there in the middle. Kelly went through the first time. I think it took it out of the air and put it on net. McClellan made the save this time. Kelly was standing there waiting on the doorstep. Had inside position on Wisconsin, and Kyle McClellan again makes the big save from a shot high in the slot and holds on.
Tiernan Shouty, the most penalized Spartan this season with 7. Is being escorted to the penalty box, and so is Wisconsin's Simon Tassie.
Good players at Myers, roughing after the whistle.
Roughing after the whistle on Tassie and Shouty, so we'll skate 4-on-4. Shots on goal so far, 10-8 in favor of Michigan State. Badgers have won 9 of 16 faceoffs, so defensive draw coming up now to the right of Kyle McClellan, who's trying to find out from the referee why no penalty was called when he was undercut a little while ago. That's Barry Pockmara who he was speaking with.
Kind of looked like a blown tire for the Michigan State player, but you watch a football game, the defensive back falls over, trips, and knocks into the wide receiver. That's a pass interference penalty.
Right. Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff. They've got the puck. From behind his own net, Daniel Lodge, left wing Horbach, red line, trying to split a pair of Spartans. No luck there. And then Michigan State sends it behind its net, rimmed around to the near side, and Levshnov up ahead with speed as Mueller across the line. Look out, his pass towards the middle of the ice went off the skate of Horbach on goal, and McClellan stuck out his left pad, stopped it, and covered.
That might have been the best save of the night, dragging his left leg, using everything he could, it looked like, to keep his pad down and make the stop.
Wisconsin nothing, Michigan State nothing. Face off to McClellan's right. Cilia and DeSaint Fowl out with Dexheimer and Polatichuk. O'Connell and Savage for Michigan State up front. They've got Baskill and Geary defensively, and Wisconsin wins the draw. Polatichuk skates out of there with it. Stick from behind by O'Connell, peels away and hands back now to Ben Dexheimer. Waddles his way to the near the Badgers bench. Cilia drops it back to Polatichuk. Right wing now, DeSaint Fowl catches and skates back to the Wisconsin zone. Badgers seem content just to rag the time here a little bit. 1:10 to go in the coincidental minors. Here comes Cilia now, up the middle. Got through a couple of Spartans to the left wing. Looking, stopping, in the slot. Pass intended for DeSaint Fowl, too far in front of him. Polatichuk picked it up. Oh, his pass or shot went off the stick of DeSaint Fowl. And Augustine made the stop and covered. Trey Augustine's been impressive here early on. Again, he had a 3.18 goals against and a 9.09 save percentage. But in 4 Big Ten games, he's got a 9.31 save percentage. Shut out Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. Kid that won a gold medal to the United States in the U18 World Championships in 23, a bronze medal in the World Junior Championship in 23, when he had a 161 goals against and a 934 save percentage. The U.S. didn't win gold because of him. He played very, very well.
And goaltenders don't get picked that much in the NHL draft anymore, but he's a second-round pick, really highly thought of last year by the state team here, the Detroit Red Wings.
Trey Augustine from South Lyon, Michigan, the 41st overall pick in this past spring's draft. Played briefly for Adam Nightingale with the national team program a couple of years ago. Last year with the NTDP, Augustine was 27-1 with a 213 goals against and a 916 save percentage. He also had a stacked group of skaters in front of him. Center ice faceoff won by Michigan State. 4 minutes left in the first. Still no score. 4-on-4 for another 35 seconds. Here's Nienhaus now.